You provided for me. But even still, it's not easy for me to understand. I can get past the basic steps to prepare the potion, but combining them... I know it's a complex brew, but I want to follow in your footsteps, Master! Didn't you say that this was one of the first S-class spells you mastered during your time studying? Even so, I want to try and prove my worth to you. You didn't have to choose a novice sorcerer like me. I want to make you proud. Master, I appreciate your kind words, but you don't have to take pity on me. The whole reason why I wanted to be under your tutelage was due to your straightforwardness. I don't want you sugarcoating anything with me. I want you to be honest, so I can be pushed to improve! Huh? Why you chose me? In all honesty, I thought you only picked me because I was one of the few female sorcerers that applied. I'm used to that, having mentors that specifically target young female pupils. I know you're not like that now! I didn't know you that well back then! Can you really blame me? I'm sure you've heard all of the instances of mages taking advantage of the small population of female students. I suppose you're right. You've been really patient with me. Despite all of the times I mess up, you always take the time to try and explain things in a way I can understand. With this potion, I try to follow the traditional way. But even still, I just couldn't understand anything past the basic steps. Oh? Take things slower? Are you sure you want to waste your time redoing it? Thank you, Master. I really appreciate how patient you are with me. The ingredients? They're all right here. I grabbed a bit more than the recipe required because I thought it may increase the potency of the potion once it was done. How many herbs did I put into the mix? I think 6 grams? I always eyeball the ingredients, Master. It's the only thing I was familiar with doing. That, and I don't know how to operate the scale you have here. It's too complicated for me to understand. Measure out 3 grams? Can I just do it how I normally do? I'm sorry! I'll try my best, Master! Master! I can hear you trying to hold back your laughter! Instead of laughing, you can show me how to work this contraption! It's nothing like a normal scale, Master! Master? You mean this piece here is meant for precise measurements? I thought this was used to stabilize the scale itself. I didn't learn how to use this type of scale while studying. You don't need to belittle me that harshly, Master! Not everyone can be born with the same talent you possess. You really are rude sometimes. You know that? Here. 3 grams. And you're certain this'll fix the potency of the potion? I don't know if I can trust my intuition. I trust your guidance, but this ultimately falls on my ability to execute them properly. If you are handling the ingredients, I'll be much more confident. You'll reward me if it works? You mean? Oh, I'd love to have Master's home-cooked meals again! They're so yummy! Okay, here I go then. Wrong when making new brews, so having you there to help me really eased my anxiety. I know I should be more confident in my work, but it's difficult for me to encourage myself when I want to be as accomplished as you are. I came from a place that shunned magic. Being born with the ability to both cast spells and conquer beasts, I was looked down upon, like a blemish to my village. Well, that's when I found you, Master. You helped me see that I can be a successful mage just like you are. You really think I'll be able to match your achievements? I'm flattered, but you don't have to sugarcoat things, Master. I've been studying with you for a short while now, and I still can't seem to grasp the basic fundamentals of magic. I am glad you're fairly patient with me. But I don't want to continuously mess up in the future. I want to make you proud. Master? No, I'm not against it. It feels nice, Master. Ah, right. You said you'd reward me if the potion worked. Of course I'm excited. It's not every day I get to enjoy a home-cooked meal from you, Master. You're normally too busy with work, or you're not home at all during the night. I'm not blaming you. I just enjoy these small moments I get to spend with you. It's something I truly cherish. I'll love some stew. It's been so cold recently. Having something warm and filling would be great. Mm-hmm. Carrots and potatoes will do just fine. Oh, could you also include some mushrooms and onions? I think we have some in the pantry, but if we don't, that's okay too. Really? You'll go buy some? Thank you, Master! Oh, while you're gone? I think I'll work on that stamina potion you showed me a few days ago. The one that lets you work through the night without fatigue. I know I need a full night's rest, but I'm really excited to work on more spells and brews with you. Is it really that bad if I push my studies for one night? Don't you regularly make these potions to go several days without sleeping? You can't tell me to take care of myself when you spend hours locked away in your office, Master. Besides, this isn't going to become a habit. Just for tonight, okay? I promise. Don't be out for too long, okay? Yes, I'll do my best, Master. And add a few drops of lizard tears. Ah, there we go. And lastly... Oh, a few rose petals to finish this off. I did it! I made the brew without messing up. Master's gonna be so proud of me! I guess there's no harm in drinking it now. The text says that it'll take an hour or so to take effect. What's going on? My body... Why does it feel so... so hot? It's heating up. Here. It's aching right here. My crotch feels so hot. I need to find a way to reverse this potion. Why did it take effect so quickly? But this feeling... I want to... I want to... This is so wrong, grinding against Master's workbench like this. But it feels so good. Master, I can't resist the temptation anymore. It feels too good. Master. Oh, it's nothing. Just a little potion I brewed while you were gone is all. It's the one you showed me how to make, Master. So forward, Master. Don't worry about all that stuff, Master. I'd rather have you stuff me instead. Wouldn't you love that? I told you! It was just a little potion I made. The one you showed me how to make, silly. Rose petals. They made this potion really yummy. Don't lie to me, Master. You showed me how to make this before. To think you could resist its effects. Such a good boy. I may have messed up a few ingredients then. But that doesn't matter, Master. What matters is what you're hiding from me. Right down here. You wanted to reward me earlier, right, Master? Then... so big. Let me reward you, Master. Don't tell me you're not interested. Master, you're such a terrible liar. And I can tell just how excited you are to see me like this. A natural reaction? Well, I think you wouldn't be against me doing this. A natural reaction to your thick bulge here. You're so cute, Master. Still getting bigger. Master, you must have drank a potion to make this so large. Such a naughty boy. Using your skill and magic to make this so big and thick. So, this is just how big you are? No potions, no elixirs? So, Master could get even bigger if his loyal subject were to brew a potion, wouldn't he? Then again, I'd love to feel just how big this can get first. Master. Master? You know how hard it is for me to do this? This potion, it's only amplifying how I've already felt about you, Master. So don't push me away. Let me do all of the things I fantasized with you before. What do you mean, Master? You know, you shouldn't let me say such things. This potion is already making my body extremely hot. And you, saying such things like that to me only makes me want to indulge more. I know I may seem innocent, but Master, you have to admit, even a girl like me has her needs, right? So, please. Please let me do this, Master. Fine. I promise. I won't utter a word of any of this to the Grand Mages. I don't want you to lose your position. I want to please you, Master. Yay! So it's okay for us to continue? Aww. Are you blushing, Master? This is the first time I've ever seen you fluster like this. It's honestly so cute! Seeing my Master with such a cute expression on his face. That's it. Keep your eyes trained on me, Master. Watch me closely. I am your pupil after all, right? You have to make sure I'm handling my equipment properly. Oh, I know, Master. I'll be extra careful handling something like this. So don't you worry, okay? I'll do my best. Master. Such a thick outline. It's getting bigger. Master's getting so big for me. You know, you shouldn't be so embarrassed, Master. Your innocent pupil's a little experienced in things like this. And you definitely are bigger than anyone else I've been with. It's so thick, too. Why would I be lying? Do you honestly think you're below average with your size? Well, let me be the first to tell you that you're very big, Master. Master. I'm sorry, Master. I'm soiling your trousers with my saliva. How careless of me. I'd much rather drench your member with my saliva instead. So, is it okay, Master? Can I see it? I love that shift in your tone. Did my comment help to boost your confidence, Master? Master, I have an odd request. I know that we're both in a heated moment, but could you use that little potion I mentioned earlier? Yeah, the enlargement potion. Break me? But that's what I want. I don't want just my master to fail me. I want him to break me. I want you to stuff me so full that my mind goes blank, and it's only filled with ecstasy of being stuffed by you. I love your size, Master, but I'm also a little greedy. I love the feeling of being stretched out. Don't misunderstand. You're certainly big enough to already, but I just want to see how much bigger you can get. Ask you properly? Well, Master, can we use a little potion? I want you to stretch me out and make me scream. I love that flash of lust I just saw in your gaze. Why don't we have you drink that potion when you're inside of me? Good. Master. Master, nice and full for me. Oh, fuck. Your balls feel so full, too. You've been really stressed lately, too, haven't you? Yeah. And these should be pretty full, too. They feel so heavy. So... Cover me in the scent. Cover me in your musk, master. You want to be back in my mouth? Oh, I can do that, master. To fill your adorable student's mouth with a thick load of cum? Yeah, I could tell. You were twitching a whole lot in my mouth. Such an eager cock, wanting to shoot it all out. I think it's pretty cute. I can stop you from coming by just holding you at your base like this. And while I do that, I can... So good. Oh, I'm just keeping a hold of you, master. Don't want you coming yet. Oh, fuck. Say, master, why don't you grab that potion there? I want to feel how much bigger this can get. Fuck! Master! Just swirling on the tip. Fuck! You've gotten so much bigger. Your expression is so cute. You look like you're about to burst already. You want me to let go? Want me to stop swirling my hips and teasing your cock like this? But I love this feeling, master. Feeling your thick tip rub against me like this. Oh. Aww. No need to beg, master. I'll give you what you want. Ah! naughty boy. Yeah, my master's such a naughty boy. I bet you can come again, can't you? Can't you, master? That potion made you so fucking huge. It almost hurts how much you've been stretching me. But I love that feeling. I love being broken and left a mess. A mess made by you, master. Did you just get bigger? You can still get bigger for me. Fuck. Come for me again, master. Fill me to the brim with your cock and cum. Master? What are you? So... was really effective on you. Look how big it is, master. Master, can you kiss me again? Tease you more. I guess I could until the potion wears off. Yeah? Is that what you want? Then, why don't you lay back, Master? And let me ride you until you come.